From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude a message entitled Caleb, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Enemies at Peace. The text is Proverbs 16 and verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I must see that my ways please the Lord. Even then I shall have enemies, and perhaps all the more certainly, because I endeavor to do that which is right. But what a promise this is! The Lord will make the wrath of men to praise him, and abate it, so that it shall not distress me. He can constrain an enemy to desist from harming me, even though he has a mind to do so. This he did with Laban, who pursued Jacob, but did not dare to touch him. Or he can subdue the wrath of the enemy, and make him friendly, as he did with Esau, who met Jacob in a brotherly manner, though Jacob had dreaded that he would smite him and his family with the sword. The Lord can also convert a furious adversary into a brother in Christ and a fellow worker, as he did with Saul of Tarsus. Oh, that he would do this in every case where a persecuting spirit appears! Happy is the man whose enemies are made to be to him what the lions were to Daniel in the den, quiet and companionable. When I meet death, who is called the last enemy, I pray that I may be at peace. Only let my great care be to please the Lord in all things. Oh, for faith and holiness, for these are a pleasure unto the Most High.
Gain as but loss, and all loss as ashamed with boldness pursue the approval of Christ in all that you do. Proclaim his great work, be consumed in his love, pursue him alone until with him above. Blessed for the mark, strained for the goal, press onward.
One of the most precious gifts God has given to mankind is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. For those in the English-speaking world, the ability to own a copy of God's Word is taken for granted. Indeed, many of us possess multiple copies of the Bible. Yet, this was not always the case. There was a time when attempts to translate the Bible into the language of the common people were met with persecution and even death. Men like John Wycliffe and William Tyndale were hunted like outlaws simply because they labored to give God's Word to people in the language they could understand. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available a booklet that briefly traces the history of those efforts. Entitled, How We Got Our English Bible, this short publication tells the story of the development of the authorized version of the Scriptures as we know it, including the enormous impact of the invention of printing upon the spreading of God's Word. Published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, this booklet is free to all who request it. Simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of How We Got Our English Bible, and we'll be happy to provide it. Thank you. From Joshua chapter 14 and portions of chapter 15, Dr. Cairns has been looking at the record of a man who was particularly distinguished for his faith in the promises of God. Caleb was one of the 12 men chosen to spy out the land of Canaan, but only he and Joshua had brought back an encouraging report, whereas the other 10 discouraged the heart of the people and caused the 40 years of wilderness wandering. At that time, God had given Caleb a promise of inheritance in the land. Now, having reached the age of 85, Caleb requested of Joshua permission to possess his inheritance. Caleb lived in total consecration to God. He was a man who walked after God, living a life of faithful obedience to his heavenly Father, as well as one who walked for God as an example and testimony to those around him. Caleb's courage characterized both his youth and his old age. He displayed fearlessness in the face of powerful enemies, and even in the face of his own countrymen. Caleb was a man who had the courage of his convictions, no matter what the opposition. Then we learn of Caleb's constancy. Having started out right with God as a young man, he lived a consistent life. As the scripture testifies, Caleb conquered the enemies and possessed his promised inheritance. May the Lord enable us to follow his example. Now to conclude this message entitled Caleb, here is Dr. Cairns.
The testimony of Christ in a day of apostasy is always a remnant testimony. And if we are going to say we will only go with the crowd, we will only go with the majority, we will only do what's popular, then we will embrace apostasy. Courage, on the other hand, says, I will fight the battles of the Lord. After our greater Joshua, God give us that courage. And then, this, again, is one of the most beautiful things about Caleb. Caleb asked, give me this mountain. And in so doing, he asked for the most difficult portion in the whole land. There were giants there. There were impregnable defense cities there. But he says, the harder the task, the more difficult the terrain, give me this mountain. That was courage. It's the very same courage as Paul had. Romans 15:20, he says, yea, I have so strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 10:16, he said that his burden was to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to hand. There is that kind of pioneer spirit that says, give me something great to do for God. If you've read the story of Hudson Taylor and his call to China, you have that same spirit in Taylor. If you've read the story of the great C.T. Studd who went out to Taylor's mission and then went on to India and then went on to Africa after there was no doctor in England who would clear him medically to do any missionary work. If you read the story of a David Livingstone or of a William Carey, if you read the story of a David Brainerd or a John Wesley or a George Whitefield, what you're reading is the story of other Calebs who look at this terribly difficult task and say, give me this mountain. However hard, however long and arduous, however much work this will take, this is what I want to do for God. I trust you'll remember a prayer I left before you some months back. I hope that God will burn it into our hearts. Lord, before I die, let me do something great for God. Not great as the world counts great, But great as God counts great, that is courage. A word about Caleb's constancy. Notice what he says. I'm as strong today as I was then. I was 40 years old then. I'm 85 now. I'm as strong now as I was then for war, to go out. And notice his assurance to come back in. There are three wonderful pictures of Caleb's constancy. See him at Kadesh. He was obtaining the promise by faith. Then for 38 years, see him in the wilderness. And he's awaiting the promise by faith. Now see him in Canaan. And he's claiming the promise by faith. That's real constancy. Delay did not erode his faith. Age did not lessen his zeal. I think of the words of the psalmist when he said in Psalm 116, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. That's constancy. In Psalm 104 and verse 33, the psalmist says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Here's a man looking at his life and saying, serving Christ is not just for a little time. Giving the Lord my best is not at the beginning or at the end of life. It's throughout life. There is a consistency. There's a constancy. Caleb started out as a young man in the right way. And he never had any reason to regret it. Let me tell you, when you, as a young person, as a young Christian, consecrate your life to the service of Jesus Christ and give Him your all, you'll never have cause to regret it. Never. You look back, you may say, I haven't been all that I ought to have been. I would to God I'd done more for Him. But I'm not sorry that my life has been spent in the service my God. Caleb started as a young man, and as an old man, he was just as strong. I want to tell you, I have a very special admiration for old saints. And I think every person who names Christ's name should have. As a very young preacher, and I think this was wisdom given by God. As a very young preacher, I felt a great attraction to old saints with proven testimonies. I never felt that I couldn't learn from a man because he left school in the fifth grade. I have to be honest with you and say, some of those men have been the greatest men of God I've ever known. And I enjoyed to spend time with them. It's great to see a young fellow on fire for God. It's great to see a young man whose zeal is aflame. And he's willing to give everything for the Savior. But it's even better to see that young man 40 or 50 years later. And he's still the same. I've mentioned often to you my old friend in Cross Gar, who's now 100 and a half years old. He'll be 101 if God spares him to the month of November. When I visit my friend Hugh James Adams, he can't do what he used to do. He can't go where he used to go. I want to tell you, the same fire is there. The same stability is there. The same zeal is there. The same love for God is there. The same principles are dear to his heart. That thrills my heart. My English Bible professor as a student, when I was a student, was Dr. Paisley's father. He's getting to be a very old man, to be honest. I think he was past his best in lecturing by quite a way by the time I got there. Yet I wouldn't change having J. Kyle Paisley to teach me for anybody else. I learned more from the man. I learned from his lectures, But I learned more from the man. The greatest testimony his sons could give him. When J. Kai Paisley was an old man facing eternity, he preached the same gospel. I used to love to hear him preach, even to use the name of God. I can hear his voice as I remember him this morning. And just the very way he said the name God, it brought eternity to your heart. His great theme was the cross. He preached the cross constantly, constantly, for saints and for sinners. All the aspects of the cross. And that's how he lived. That's how he died. When Alzheimer's set in and he couldn't speak anymore, and he could hardly get any thoughts together, I used to get little notes from him. And I'd be honest, they were hard to decipher. But I would see there he was trying to give me the outline of a sermon that he was thinking of. And it was always on the old theme of Christ and his cross. One of my most treasured possessions. He gave me hundreds of his sermon notes dating from the 1930s, 1920s possibly even. I have never preached any of them. I couldn't. His style of preaching and mine are so far apart. But many a time I've looked at them. The theme so much the same. That's consistency. How do you get to be consistent? Verse 10 tells you, Caleb doesn't take the credit. He says, the Lord kept me alive. It was the Lord who did this. All for grace to be consistent. I will leave speaking of his confidence. And his conquest. I want you today, however, to keep these things in mind. Here is what makes a wholehearted servant of the Lord. If you're to be a servant of Christ whose life counts, this is the kind of man or woman you've got to be. What manner of man ought we to be, Peter asks. What kind of a person should you be? First of all, obviously a Christian. This man knew the Lord. Consecrated man. A courageous man. A consistent man. Not blowing hot and cold. Going by every trivial feeling. But consistently going on and through with God. A man of confidence in God and in the gospel. You will then be a man of conquest. In personal victory over sin, and best of all, in winning trophies to lay at Jesus' feet. There is an inheritance for us, won by Christ. Now let's possess it. May God make us like Caleb, truly wholehearted servants of the Savior. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy holy word, we pray. Let not one soul leave this meeting without Christ. Let not one saint leave this place, still following afar off. God forgive us for the things that have distracted us. Take us now to the foot of the cross. As we view our Savior, who gave Himself for us, we pray that Thou wilt melt our hearts. And, O God, make us veritable Calebs, men and women of the heart, whose hearts, whose lives are right and useful before God. We pray in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.